Here's more information about the body scan and spiritual release portion of the hypno session. So during that part of the session, we scan your body, and what we're looking for is spiritual attachments, and or places in which you have stored trauma. And so let's start with the spiritual attachment. So what are they? Spiritual attachments are spirits that have not crossed over, right? For one, right? People that have died and chose not to go to the spiritual realm where spirits go after they die to prepare for the next stage of their journey. Instead, they stay behind, and in some cases, they haunt people like ghosts, but in other cases, they actually need a host so that they can continue having experience in this realm. And so they attach themselves to the auric or spiritual body or ether body of a being. And they usually will take up space in some physical portion of the body. So you may have an attachment in a leg, the heart area, the head, any part of the body that they feel comfortable attaching themselves to, they can. Sometimes attachments attach when we are experiencing trauma ourselves. And if the trauma is similar to the trauma that they experienced, then we open ourselves up to receive their energetic vibration, and that's when they walk in. Spiritual attachments also can attach easily if we are engaging in practices and behaviors that's lowering our vibrational frequency. So promiscuity is one way in which they can attach, and typically a spirit that enjoys promiscuity will attach and encourage you to maintain that behavior. Alcoholism, drugs, things like that. Another name for alcohol is spirits, and when a person is inebriated or drinking alcohol, it lowers their inhibition, and that is how spirits can easily walk in. And typically, they would be spirits that also were probably alcoholics or enjoy you drinking, and they will encourage you to do that. And that is the same for all low vibratory or vibratory lowering behaviors and practices. They also can enter at sites of injury. So if a person broke their leg or had some major injuries in their lives, those are times in which these spirits can easily attach, also through blood transfusion and organ transplants. So those are some of the things that we look at. And once we identify that there are spiritual attachments, if there are any, we assist the spirits in going ahead and crossing over into the realm where they belong. If you have not seen any of the videos that I've included on this site, the video links to Niyoshi's videos, please watch those and you will get an in-depth understanding of what the spiritual attachment process is, and also re releasing any type of negative energy that you may have been holding on to from this life and or past lives.